This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And Jesus was transfigured before them. And his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became bright as light. Suddenly, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will set up three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Now, while Peter was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they raised their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Our gospel lesson today stands as a vivid reminder of the divinity of Christ. And Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became bright as light. Suddenly, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Could there be a clearer vision, a more definite sign that Jesus is God? This is everything that Peter and James and John need to confirm that Jesus is the Son of God. It's an affirmation of what Peter himself declared just a short while ago when Jesus asked him, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." This is a big moment for Jesus' disciples. It is no wonder that they fall to the ground and are overcome with fear. God is there, standing right in front of them. This is probably the biggest experience in their lives. So, when we read this text, we often wonder about the last verse. "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This is a huge moment. Jesus' divinity, his godliness, is made clear. So why must it be kept secret? Well, this is a big moment for Jesus' disciples. It doesn't seem like all that big a deal for Jesus. While the disciples have fallen flat on their faces, Jesus tells them calmly, "Get up. Do not be afraid." Jesus is ready to move things along, to come down from the mountain, and to get back to the work of healing and teaching. How can the most important day in the lives of the disciples seemingly mean so little to Jesus? When I was preparing for this sermon, I listened to one of my preaching podcasts, And one of the biblical scholars said something that a professor had taught him, and it really resonated with me. He said that Transfiguration Sunday stands as a bookend to the beginning of the season of Lent. And at the end of that season is another bookend, Good Friday. We begin and end Lent with two mountaintop experiences. Here in the Transfiguration, we have bright light. On Good Friday, we will have darkness that will cover the whole land at midday. Here, Jesus' face shines like the sun. On Good Friday, his face will be covered with blood as he is adorned with a crown of thorns. Here, a heavenly voice declares Jesus God's Son. On Good Friday, Jesus will cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Here, Jesus is surrounded by the great prophets Moses and Elijah. On Good Friday, he'll be surrounded by the bandits who are crucified with him. Here, in the Transfiguration, Peter wants to stay with Jesus forever. On Good Friday, Peter will deny Christ three times, and along with the rest of the disciples, he will run away in fear, and only the small group of courageous women will stand by Christ's side. The Transfiguration might feel like the most important day in the disciples' lives because they see God right before them. But it is not the most important day in Jesus' life. That day will happen on a different hill at a place called Golgotha. And there, Jesus will give his life. Good Friday is the most important day in Jesus' life. And I would argue that it's one of the most important days in our lives, too. For as much as we love the brilliant, glorious light of the Transfiguration shining around us, God standing right before us, as much as we love the incarnate love of God found in the Christ child at Christmas, gosh, as much as we love the new life of the resurrection at Easter, as much as we love these days of beauty and glory and joy, there is nothing that compares to Good Friday. For on Good Friday, God makes clear God's promise, God's covenant, to be with us in the places we least expect God to be. On Good Friday, God shows up in the one place where everyone thinks it is impossible for God to be executed on the cross. I think Good Friday is perhaps the most important day in our lives because it's on Good Friday that God promises to be with us in the times and in the places we think God is least likely to show up. When we are in deep despair, and utterly hopeless, when we are so racked with grief, we don't know how we're supposed to get out of bed in the morning, when we're surrounded by violence and fear, when we feel like we've lost our purpose, our reason to live, when we feel like our world is descending further and further into chaos and corruption, when we feel completely alone and abandoned, when we can't seem to find joy or light as hard as we try, when we don't feel loved, when we want to cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Those are precisely the times when we need God the most. That is why Good Friday is not only the most important day in Jesus' life, but in ours too. It's the day when God makes a new covenant with us. In Christ's own body and blood, a promise to always be with us and in the times and places we think God is least likely to show up. My siblings, it's easy to see God on Transfiguration Sunday. And it's no wonder the disciples fall down and worship and they want to stay there forever. It feels like the most important day of their lives and the glorious presence of God. But for Jesus, there is a far more important day coming. It will not be a mountain of glory. It will be the hill that God dies on. And Jesus will choose that hill, that death. He will make a new covenant with us so that when we feel like it is impossible for God to be with us, when we cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? God will show up and will say to us, I died for this, to be with you when you need me the most, to love you always. Amen.